attack and dominate your alarm clock. This is Morning Juice.
Morning Juice, right here on The Fan. Brandon Bean, Bobby Carpenter, caffeinating and dominating our way to 9 a.m. here on this Thursday edition of the program. Man, really cool thing coming up here. We're going to head out to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Checking with the man from No Laying Up, local kid turned megastar, Chris Solomon, a.k.a. Solly. Solly, Merry Christmas morning, bud. What's happening?
I am so ready for this tournament to get started. I have, you know, gosh, I've sat through people making up Masters songs, like critiquing the Champions Dinner menu. It's just the tournament needs to start. I need some golf on my screen. The buildup is just too much for me.
I agree, buddy, especially since we didn't get last year's in the spring. Obviously, DJ took the green jacket home. It's been pretty nice. I mean, we're getting two of these things here in the course of 6 months, so, like, I'm not complaining about it. If we can get two in a year every year, that would be great for us that we get to peek into Augusta National. But I got to start you with this, man. You guys have been on the train for a long time, riding on the roller coaster. That is Jordan Spieth. He has been contending so many weeks leading into this thing. He can never find a way to get it done on Sunday. Gets it done last week in San Antonio. Your guy, Jordan Spieth, how are we feeling about this week?
I feel like we've been the crash test dummies that have, you know, gone through while the roller coaster is, you know, going through all the safety protocols and everything. And just now it's safe for everyone else to get on the roller coaster and enjoy the ride. I'm a little bitter about that. I feel like, you know, it's very convenient to have Jordan Spieth be your pick this week. He was going to be my pick going in regardless of what happened at Valero. I'm like 2% upset that he actually won that tournament. Maybe changed the expectations a little bit. Got him even more on everyone's radar, even more, you know, eyeballs on him starting this week than maybe if he hadn't won. But there's not a physical reason to dislike his chances this week. The conditions and the way they're currently set up are great for somebody with his skill set, a player that is such a great iron player and can really benefit, you know, exacting, landing the balls in the right spots, using slopes to get the pins. That's his style of game more than, you know, the soft golf course style where the guys that bomb it really shoots the top of the leaderboard. So weigh in on Spieth this week. Again, the only reason it wouldn't work is just that everyone's in on Spieth. And it just never seems to work that way when everyone's in on a guy.
So we're talking to Chris, Columbus native Chris Solomon from No Laying Up here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Give him a follow on Twitter at No Laying Up. Super original handle for super original name. Absolutely fantastic. One of your last posts that was out there is an unbelievable picture of Patrick Reed. And I'm sitting there, like, I scrolled. I've looked through a bunch of this stuff, and I'm like, there's a million golf questions I could ask. But the fact that it's titled Reed Sponsors sound like made up names just to make it look like he has sponsors. And the title on the hat is Grindworks. Did you look up Grindworks and what it potentially is, Justin? Do you have any, or Chris, do you have any insight into that?
No, I gave too many free ads within that, right? All the sponsors get the free ads, which is, I'm very against that, but it's funny to me, you know, Patrick Reed won the Masters in 2018. And I tweeted out, somebody brought this to our attention maybe a couple of years ago, whenever the Masters put all of the final round broadcasts online, they put them all on their YouTube channel all at the same time. And every single thumbnail, going back to 1968 or whatever the first one they uploaded was, every thumbnail image had the winner in it for every single year, except for 2018. And on the thumbnail in 2018 was Jim Nance and Nick Faldo talking about whatever. I'm serious. Everyone had, you know, Bubba in the green jacket, Spieth in the green jacket, Tiger in the green jacket, you know, from the ceremony, whatever. And 2018, Reed's year was Faldo and Nance. And I tweeted that out, kind of a reminder this year. It's like, I still can't believe it's like this. And within 2 hours, the thumbnail got changed. And it just made me laugh because Reed was, you know, when you're a Nike athlete, you have Nike, basically, you don't have any other ads on or sponsors on any of your other clothing. And when Nike dropped Patrick Reed or simply didn't renew their contract, it's just funny to kind of see sponsors come and go. I don't think companies are lining up, you know, to put their brand associated with Patrick Reed. So I saw that image and was just like, I've never heard of any of these companies. There's a chance he might be faking all of these just to make it look like he has sponsors. I mean, we have quite a bit of fun at Patrick Reed's expense, if I may say.
I was going to say, it wouldn't be the most surprising thing in the world if he's just making it up as he goes. Quick side nugget on that. Do you believe the Twitter account at UseGolfFacts will be fired up this weekend and ready to rock?
I think the account has been extremely quiet ever since. You know, for people that don't know, at UseGolfFacts is what everyone has believed to be his wife, Justine Reed, Patrick Reed's wife, for quite some time. Has been, you know, just tweeting stuff only in support of Patrick, kind of throwing out some outlandish conspiracy theories that, you know, the tour only puts the pins on the right side of the green on Sunday when Patrick Reed's in contention because he hits a draw and everybody else hits a fade and it's hard to get to the right. Some truly out there stuff. And on the side, or I guess the Saturday of the Farmers Insurance Open this year, Reed was in yet another rules controversy that he seems to always find himself in.
Shocking.
And what we assume to be Justine just goes on this rant saying, well, Rory McIlroy did the same thing on 18 and does it on repeat, replying to so many people's tweets. Go watch Rory McIlroy's clip. You know, he did the same exact thing, copy-pasted. And one of those tweets accidentally got tweeted from the Patrick Reed Twitter account.
Oh, boy.
And, like, it was just so we kind of thought – I honestly thought it was so obvious that this was Justine's burner account that somebody was doing it as a bit. Like, it couldn't have been, there was no sneakiness about this. You know, it was so obvious. I was like, it can't really actually be her. And then that tweet going out actually from Reed's account was just that may have been what caused her to shut the account down. If she has not tweeted on there since January 30th, I think she might have finally gotten in a little bit of trouble related to that. So I would love to see the account get active again, but no, we haven't heard anything from it for a couple of months now.
Yeah, it's been pretty amazing. Talking to Solly from No Laying Up. Follow him on the old Twitter machine, at No Laying Up, of course, on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Talk about the big golfer for a second, all right? The masher of balls, Bryson DeChambeau. I mean, getting oxygen levels tested, doing MRIs and CAT scans on his brain to figure out what happened at Augusta last year. Had problems breathing, I guess. Like, the guy is unbelievable, the swings that he can hit and the force that he has with the ball. What do you like his chances this week, Solly? I mean, I know there's a lot of room to either like Bryson DeChambeau or not really like him. The guy can hit the golf ball nearly a quarter of a mile like Uncle Rico, throw him over the mountains. Like, what do you think of Bryson this week?
Well, first of all, I every chance I get to draw attention to this because it seems to have just kind of, you know, gotten mixed in with all the ridiculous stuff that Bryson says. No one calls enough attention to the fact that he said he's planning to live until he's around 130 or 150. I just want to start with that. Like, every conversation with Bryson should start with something like that because no one's really ever challenged him on that. I need more details on that. All right, so with Bryson this week, he was the story heading into the Masters in November. Masters in November was just weird. It was weird grass. Temperatures are different. The golf course just plays totally different. He did not have a great week. You know, he's talking all about how his body didn't feel right and all kinds of things. But that happens from week to week. It's hard to get your body to peak at the exact moment you want to peak. And so it didn't go great. And that setup was great for him, though. The golf course was soft. You want it to be so. When you're a long hitter, you want it to be soft because you can carry it further than a lot of other guys. They're not getting the run out that they need on their drives. And you're able to stop it in the right spots. When a golf course is fast and firm like this, driver becomes less of a priority, and that it's super hard with the way these fairways angle at the distance that Bryson's going to be hitting it to get the ball to stop in the fairway, to stop in a place where you're going to have a clear shot at the green. Thinking about like the second hole, I'd be surprised if he even needs driver on the second hole because how hard he needs to turn that ball over. There's definitely holes where he's going to be able to just let loose with driver. We'll see it on 8, you know, we'll see it on probably 17, we'll see it maybe on 7, but it's just going to be a little bit more of a test of other clubs in your bag than it is driver this week, you know, with the conditions the way they are. But I also will say some warmer temperatures and that helps bombers. That helps you get gassed up, get warmed up, swing hard, carry the ball a long distance. And, you know, he's going to hit some insane length drives this week. But, you know, there's a lot is made out of the fact that you're not allowed to have greens books at Augusta National. One of the few courses in the world, I think it's, you know, at the Masters and at the British Open where you can't use greens books. And I didn't want to give that too much credence until I talked to a few caddies that were saying, no, this is a very real thing. That guy relies very heavily on, you know, feeling the greens with his feet and reading the book to say exactly how many you know, degrees of a slope this putt is, knowing what speed to hit it, blah, blah, blah. And he's one of the best putters on tour, but at Augusta, he's not had a lot of success putting these greens. And you have to wonder if the fact that he doesn't have that database to go off of. Everything he does is based on data, and he doesn't have that for Augusta. Is it a real thing? Everyone I've talked to seems to think it is a very real thing. So that's something that's pretty hard to ignore at this point.
Thing or not a thing, definitely a thing right there as we finish up here with Chris Solomon of No Laying Up. Give him a follow on Twitter. They do a lot of great stuff there, a lot of great information coming out about golf. Or you can even follow Patrick Reed's wife on Used Golf Facts and see if she'll maybe spit some stuff out there as well. Chris, leave you with this in about the last 30 seconds. Do you have a couple of dark horses you think could win it, maybe with some longer odds for people who may, for entertainment purposes only, like to put a small wager on this? Longer odds players this week that could potentially make a run on Sunday.
I'm not sure if Sergio Garcia counts, but he was 60-1 the last I saw.
Oh, don't pick him. He's my least favorite golfer of all time.
That's fine. Do you like money, Bobby? Do you like money?
Okay. I don't want to win money off of him, though. No. Only on him losing.
See, this is what I like to hedge my happiness. I bet on things I don't want to happen just in case it happens. Then I feel a little bit better about it. But that's a guy that has been hitting the crap out of the ball in the last several weeks. Hasn't putted great, but has obviously won here. I was surprised to see his odds that long. I got a weird hunch of Jason Kokrak this week. I think he's going to have a great week. I don't know if he's necessarily going to win, but he's been quietly playing some very, very good golf in the last couple of years. And then Mark Leishman is a guy that we tend to favor a lot. I think he's 150-1 to win this week, but you can get a lot better odds than that, or, you know, a lot different odds than that for a top 10 or something like that. He always seems to turn it on come Augusta National Week. So those are the three names that come to mind for me.
Awesome stuff, man. Dearly appreciate the time. Enjoy the weekend with the golf. And, Solly, come back anytime, bud. We could have talked for 3 hours, but we know you're very busy today. Always appreciate it, bud. Enjoy the weekend.
You guys as well. Thanks.
Absolutely. There he goes, Chris Solomon, a.k.a. Solly, the leader of the No Laying Up gang. Again, follow him on Twitter, @NoLayingUp. He was on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline.